Hi, welcome to GDC again. My name is David Holliday. I work in the Azure group with video gaming on Azure. Today I have with me Patrick Stanton. Patrick, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so Patrick Stanton, I'm with Windows Developer Marketing, so within the big Windows group, working with developers to get them building on our platform, whether for apps or games.
Yeah, and man, this conference, if you could see around, is just absolutely crazy. Yeah. There's so many developers here. So
yeah, hopefully everybody can hear us well because there's a lot of
people in the background. Looks good. So. But hey, there's a lot of energy in the room, and one of the things that we want to talk to you about today is you have a Universal Game Developer Challenge. So
yeah,
that sounds super interesting. We got Universal, and it's a challenge. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Monday night, Unity, in their keynote, announced this challenge, and it's basically a partnership between Universal Studios, Microsoft, Unity, and Intel. And so basically, we've got a challenge out there to get developers to bring some of the iconic brands of Universal Studios into a game. Right, so that's the real gist of it is, you know, basically we have these five different brands out there. So we've got Back to the Future, Battlestar Galactica, Turok, Voltron, and then in Jaws, right? So those five different titles.
Wow.
So we want people to come up there.
So Universal owns those,
yep,
that property. So when you create a game with them with this contest, they'll give you the assets for
that? So during the initial phases of this, you can use those assets in your game design document and prototyping of everything.
Yep.
And then in the end, you know, whoever the winner is will be able to use that royalty free. They'll actually be put under a contract with Universal to help complete that game and get it published.
Okay.
So that's in the end, the real big objective is, like, if you're an indie developer or maybe a student or something like that, and you've got a team of developers that have a really good idea to take one of those brands and make a game out of it,
right,
then, you know, this could be a real good way to get in because you have a big iconic brand that's already going to resonate. You don't have to create your own brand. You'll do the game development. You'll have assistance from, you know, all us as partners. And then in the end, that will get published by Universal and you'll be under contract with it and take advantage of all the marketing that will come out of Universal, Microsoft, the whole bit. So.
Oh, wow. And so is the goal of this is, so Universal wants to get some kind of fresh thinking for games, but with their intellectual property, is that the idea what they're doing?
Yeah, Universal kind of, you know, they want to bring developers in to start thinking more about it. You know, if you look at, they've done in the past, licensed some of their brands to big AAA studios to build games, and they'll continue to do that, but they're like, hey, we want to open up to some developers to get them in and, you know, be innovative and think about it. And like, I was talking to a bunch of people in our booth about ideas, you know, and there's all kinds of crazy ideas using these brands and, and making gameplay that maybe don't mirror, you know, what the movies were about, but have a different kind of a bent to it.
Yeah, so, but just use the intellectual. That is super interesting. So when you publish it, the actual game developer will get it published under their name or through Universal?
It'll be Universal. So Universal will publish the game, but the developers will be under contract with Universal.
Oh, nice.
So they'll, you know, receive whatever benefits Universal decides to put under that contract. The winners will get $150,000 just cash prize, but then they'll be under contract with Universal to build that thing out.
Wow, that's super interesting. So if I'm a game developer and I want to get engaged with this, how do I, like, how do I jump in on this?
Yeah, so right now, we, like I said, Monday night was when we launched this.
Yeah.
The next 30 days, we're looking for people to basically submit a game design document. No code necessary, just write up, like, what do you think this game should look like? And you can go to basically unity3d.com/universal and sign up. So that's the place you're going to go. Once you sign up there, you're going to submit that game design doc. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people submit those, and we'll go through those and figure out what are the top six that we think, you know, are contenders.
Nice. So you don't actually have to make a prototype first. You just have to write, like, hey, here's the idea that I want to do.
Yeah.
Just submit that. Okay.
And we're looking for, you know, creativity. Like, you know, what are you going to use that brand for?
Right.
What's the gameplay going to look like?
Yeah.
How are you going to bring all these pieces together? And a little bit about your team. Like, do you have the ability to actually produce this game?
Right.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to create a game, are there certain requirements, you know, to submit? Is it built for only one platform or what? Like, how does it work?
Yeah. So the requirements really, you know, are sort of confined to using Unity. Obviously, that's one of the big partners of the thing. So use that Unity game engine to build out this game. We want it on the Windows platform. So basically, it's going to target PC. So we want a PC game running on Windows 10 as the output of it. Microsoft, we also want that final game to really integrate Mixer.
Mixer,
like, take advantage of our Mixer product and put it into the product.
So tell me about the Mixer side of it. Like, so for those who don't know what Mixer is, like, tell me something about it.
Yeah, so Mixer, you know, we really are looking for, you know, right now you can go to Mixer and watch all the broadcasts of gameplay out there and see all that. But the APIs for Mixer allow you to integrate to the game and do things like interactivity. And so, like, you know, you take one of these Universal brands add that Mixer API, love to see how you can make some really cool interactivity with the game.
Yeah,
so that's
what
we're kind of looking for there.
Gotcha. So this would be people watching the stream of a game.
Yeah.
Can interact with the game.
Yeah, that's the idea. So we want to see concepts like that. So maybe it's a Jaws game.
Yeah.
You know, people on Mixer are checking it out, but then they can interact, you know, maybe pick what person the shark eats.
Yeah,
I don't know, who knows?
Swim faster. That's pretty cool. I know over in the booth here, we have the Mixer folks at GDC, and they're playing a game similar where like they have a 10-person game, but the audience can interact with the game, which is it's a cool new thing you can do. So, you know, interesting stat, just as a side point, there are more people actually watching people play games than there are playing the games now.
Yeah.
So it's a huge, huge market.
And I think that threshold was crossed a little while ago. I mean, it's been a while now that there are more watchers than players, which is just amazing.
Yeah. Total chance to make the game expanded to an audience. So that's what they're looking for with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, one thing about this as well is, you know, for a small developer or a small shop that maybe is a great developer, they know how to make an awesome game, do great gameplay, but hey, we're going to give you a brand to work with, which gives you a leg up on your success level, and that game gets published and you win this thing, like we are going to mark it from Microsoft, make it available through Mixer, Unity, Universal are going to mark that as well. So it could be like a real career maker for somebody.
Yeah, that's super interesting. It's like you could go from nothing to like having a huge hit game out there with a big brand. This is super interesting. So if I'm a developer, how do I, you know, the partnership, like how is the Unity and Microsoft, are they actually helping this person build? Like how does that whole thing work?
Yeah, and it really comes down to how this kind of gets phased. So like I said, initially you put those game design docs together.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the six kind of best ideas. Those six are going to be invited out to DreamWorks campus down in LA.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have a session there where we'll have experts from all the companies. So we'll have Microsoft guys down there, people from Mixer. So we can work with those developers on how they're going to build out this game, how they're going to integrate Mixer. Unity will have people down there that will be talking about how to use their engine. Universal will have people representing each one of those brands. So if there's questions about how they can use that brand and that brand identity. And Intel will have people there as well with their GPU and processing, you know, stuff. So.
Okay, so if I'm a development house and I'm not confident in, say, two of the technologies you said, still enter it because you'll get surrounded by support.
We're going to provide that consultative, you know, kind of benefit
great.
To it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so once you're into those last six, you know, we'll do all this, we'll have that session, we'll have the judges on site, so you get some good feedback. Then we're going to send you away to finish off a prototype.
Yeah.
Right? And that prototype's going to be the one that we judge and find that one finalist.
Okay.
And, you know, once we have that one finalist, that's going to be the person that's going to have the contract with Universal to build out a final game.
Yes.
Which may take a year or whatever it's going to take. And they'll get $150,000 in prize money, you know, just being that finalist. Everybody else, the other five runner-ups, will get $20,000 as like a runner-up prize.
Yeah, that's great.
And you know, those games won't continue on, but you know.
Sure. No, but that's still great prize. Great prize money.
Yeah.
And you said DreamWorks campus. So they're going down to the DreamWorks campus.
Yeah, it's a cool campus if you've ever seen it or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
that'd be fascinating.
Yeah, we'll basically have everybody in there. We'll have everybody, you know, kind of meet with, you know, consultants from the different companies. Free lunch, the whole bit, you know, we'll have a big production there, and we'll have everybody down there.
So it's totally like you're incubating somebody, you know, both the technology, and DreamWorks has got to be a creative environment too, like they probably like work through ideas of games and things too even?
Yeah, just the campus, you walk around and you're just like, wow, like you see all these iconic brands,
right.
And every conference room has like its own little branding. It's kind of cool place, you know, very, generates some good creativity down there.
Yeah. Well, that sounds fascinating. I mean, I'd imagine it would spark a lot of thoughts, ideas, and things like that, and then get the technical. Boy, that's super, super interesting. So to enter this, you mentioned a URL. Like, maybe you could say it again, because I think now that people know about it, they would go like, hey, let's look at this.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, basically it's www.unity3d.com. So it's Unity's website. /Universal
Universal.
So basically tag on that Universal at the end of Unity's website.
Yes.
You'll get there and that will be the landing page. You can sign up for this.
Gotcha. So it's got all the details, rules.
Yeah, it has all the terms and conditions.
The legalese and all the stuff that's on. That's super cool. When did it open or is it just now opening?
So Monday night when Unity did their keynote.
Yeah.
That was the opening.
Gotcha. Okay.
That was the beginning.
Gotcha.
And like I said, 30 days. So what, 20th or so of April will be the last day to submit your game doc.
Yep.
No code, no app, just here's my concept.
Yeah.
You got 30 days to get that in.
Interesting. That's very cool. I mean, before we wrap this up, would you have any kind of advice for people submitting, you know, game types we're looking for, or just wide open?
I mean, it's pretty wide open, but like I've talked to a lot of people, I think, you know, trying to be creative.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Everybody's like, do I have to follow the movie theme?
Ah, gotcha.
And it's like, no, you know, think creatively about it, right? You know, I mean, do you want to create a game that follows exactly the movie plot of Jaws? I'd say, you know, that's kind of been done. That's the movies out there. Like, think creatively how you might do these things.
Right.
And a lot of people have asked, too, do I have to include all five brands? And I'm like, I think that would be hard to pull off.
That'd be a Smash Brothers
like,
game.
Like, I'd focus with one brand and try to, like, you know, do something great out of it. So,
Gotcha, okay.
And in the end, you know, we're looking for, you know, from Microsoft's standpoint,
yep.
like, we're looking for that one great game. Yeah. Right on the window, you know, it's gonna be a PC game with one of these brands. Like, we can get behind it, we can market it. Universal, I know, same thing, right? They just want one of those brands to have a really good game and get it out there. So.
Very interesting, good. So, think big, think creative, think differently, come up with that unique idea. It doesn't have to follow the Jaws movie line or anything. Okay.
And we're giving you the bookends, right, for success. We give you a big brand, we're gonna give you the marketing of that game once it's done. So, put all your effort into being creative. Come up with good gameplay, that kind of thing. So.
Okay. Awesome, man. Hey, this is that sounds like a super interesting contest.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope best of luck with it, and I hope there's a lot of sign-ups. So any last words you have for?
No, just, you know, make sure you hop in there and sign up, and, you know, we'll be marketing around, so you'll see, in our social channels and everything, that this challenge continues on and get after it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Hey, Patrick, thank you so much today. This has been great. So thanks for coming on. All right. And we'll see you.